Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it bad? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the hell in my TV for telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burn another statue coming down in a town near, watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one? Not
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say
LGB
everywhere
I go.
LGB.
What it means
I don't know.
LGB.
Whatever it is.
LGB.
Kamala, help me.
Please.
Please.
Alrighty then.
LGB.
That let's go, Brandon.
Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chance.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing,
step back.
LGB.
And you play black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB.
Let's go,
Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
This is Global Patriot Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Vito Esposito Show with Big Al, starring the godfather of Global Patriot Radio, the dawn of dissenting discussion, the Italian infidel himself, Vito Esposito. Him and his hitman, Big Al, are here to whack the leftists, shake down the Democrats, and put out a contract on all the jihadis that are messing with the American family. And if you got what it takes to be a wise guy, you can get made right here on the show by dialing 319-527-6706. So, get ready to go to the mattresses and say, Mamma Mia, no Sharia, because Vito and Big Al are going to give you a radio show you can't refuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. Vito, our call-in number tonight in every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319 727-579-5276706. And I'm joined by that notebook eating America lover, Al. Good evening, Al. How you doing?
And I am doing great, and happy LGB to you, because our president takes the LGB out of the LGB.
I've been listening to songs all weekend on it, and a couple of good rap songs. I got another one that I put up on it. We can listen to it later. And it turns out that the guy that sang it, the rapper who sings it, is a Christian, and he wouldn't swear. And he goes, and so when they came out with Let's Go Brandon, he said that this was perfect because he doesn't curse. And it's like, wow, the rappers that don't curse. It was really cool. And then this LGB one is just fantastic. It's a minute and 33 seconds. It's short enough to even, you know, to play. And it's like, it, you know, define this buffoon that's in the White House right now anyway. So it's truly amazing what we are witnessing today in America. I don't know if you did you watch the Mayacopa Open yesterday, PGA? It was held in Mexico. And Norway's Victor Hovland actually held on to the lead on – or had the lead on Saturday and then just turned it on yesterday. And I'll tell you, I'm really impressed with this young man. He's like 20, 24 years old. He's part of that that young stud regime that came out out of college from, I think, Oklahoma State. And this kid, he won his third PGA Tour victory, closed it out yesterday, shot like four under par, or three under par, 69, and won by four shots. He beat Mexico Carlos Ortiz, who actually finished in second by himself, solo second place. And he shot 19 under par for the Mexican Carlos Ortiz. So it was pretty cool for Carlos because it was in his home country, which is always good. And then third place, American Justin Thomas, who actually is finding his game finally once again, and he finished in a solo third place. So the impressive thing was Victor Hovland. And if you're young out there, in my opinion, and if you want to mimic a guy who has one of the best attitudes I've ever seen, it's Victor Hovland. I mean, this young man. I mean, I remember him taking a seven on a par five, just absolutely nuking it over. I mean, he absolutely destroyed the hole. The next day he came back and he birdies the hole. It never fazed him. And I'm just so impressed with the young man. So.
Yep. Good class player. And, did you hear about the six Americans that rushed the border and broke into Mexico and now they're seeking asylum?
I did not.
Oh, I didn't hear about that either. I'm lying.
The six Americans. you know
not
what?
Not taking anything from Victor. He's a great player, no. Good for the game, and I wish him nothing but success. It was a very exciting tournament.
Yeah, you know, the kid won his third. A young man won his third PGA Tour event, and that's really good. Now he's got a 2-year exemption. He's in the Masters again, which he would have gotten in anyways, because I think he's in the top 50 in the world anyway, world rankings. But I just like this kid's game. I mean, he's got a really really good game, and he's one of my favorites out there for young guys. I just love. I wish I had his demeanor on the golf course. I mean, it's really cool to watch. And also speaking of cool to watch, I'm sure that many of our Global Patriot Radio listeners have been following the unfolding of the horror story in the NFL with Aaron Rodgers, the star quarterback from the Green Bay Packers. He's created some controversy over the China virus vaccine and him contracting the China virus. And the left wing is having a meltdown in true left wing fashion. And in some articles, you got Aaron Rodgers fighting back and, you know, you know, calling the woke crowd, calling for his head. And you got Howard Stern cursing out a storm and wants Aaron Rodgers should be kicked out of the NFL. And Lou Alcindor said the same thing, you know, he should be kicked out of the NFL. It's like, isn't it amazing that all of these left-wingers have their panties in a wad? And what's most ironic is what you and I were talking about, and I want you to expand on it. But, you know, here you got Howard Stern, who's been in a constant battle with the FCC and the federal government because he likes to swear and he doesn't like the idea of being controlled and you know, his speech is being censored and free speech attacked by the government. You know, those are his words, of course. And here's a guy who wants to stand up to the federal government. Now he wants Aaron Rodgers to lose his job over a China virus, over a made-up pandemic. Now, we're not saying that the China virus isn't real, because certainly it is real, okay? However, with 45 million people being infected since March of 2020, it's hardly a pandemic when you have 330 million people. You know, and now the biggest contractors and the spreaders of the China virus are those that are vaccinated. So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with Aaron Rodgers and the calls for his head. And the Federalist has a great story, which you posted the article in the chat room. Oh, you there? Al?
Yep, I'm here. Yeah, the Green Bay Packers quarterback is currently under fire from the COVID scolds for being secretly unvaccinated and contracting the virus, joined the Pat McAfee show to discuss his situation. He made six main points. Number one, your selfish smear is media propaganda. He said the idea that unvaccinated people are the most dangerous people in society is the media's propaganda narrative. He said that is what the media has been trying to do. They're trying to shame and out and cancel all of us non-vaccinated people, call us selfish. I mean, that's the propaganda line too now. He says you're selfish for making a decision that's in the best interest of your body. And then he goes on to say that personal health should be private.
Oh.
Personal health decisions, in my opinion, should be private, Rodgers said, after going after the media for taking shots at him. And they shouldn't have to be over-scrutinized by, you know, people who are only pushing their own agenda. And number three, he said, the pandemic of the unvaccinated is a lie. Rodgers took a straight shot at President Biden and all who carry water for his narrative by obliterating the talking point that COVID-19 is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated, something the federal government continues to double down on with its sweeping vaccine mandate. He said this. He said, this idea that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated is just a total lie, Rodgers said before refuting the falsehood. He went on, he said, if the vaccine is so great, then how come people are still getting COVID and spreading COVID and unfortunately dying from COVID? If the vaccine is so safe, then how come the manufacturers of the vaccine have full immunity from lawsuits? Closed quote.
Oh, you know what,
Al? What do you make of it?
I've got a quote. I've got the quote. I mean, here is bumbling Biden in his own words talking about if you get the vaccine, you will not contract the China virus.
Various shots that people are getting now cover that. They're you're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Somebody got to do it.
See that? So here you got, in Biden's own words, if you get the vaccination, you're not going to get COVID. It's an absolute lie. Biden is nothing but a chronic and habitual liar, and Aaron Rodgers called him out because it is a falsehood. It is a false narrative, and this is what the leftists are holding on to. They hold on to these meaningless sound bites, these slogans by the left wing, because that's what the left wing prides itself on, are slogans and sound bites and fear-mongering, and it's why they hated President Trump. So go ahead, continue. That was bullet point number three. Pandemic of the unvaccinated is a lie. It is a lie.
His point number four, The left politicized the vax. The problem, Rogers said, was that it's so political and that health shouldn't be political. We all should have been a little hesitant. When Trump in 2020 was championing these vaccines that were coming so quick, what did the left say? Don't trust the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine, he continued. What happened? Biden wins and everything flips. Shouldn't that give you a little bit of pause? Isn't this about health, not politics? If this is really about health instead of politics, Rogers probed, why haven't any of the health experts been talking about diet, exercise, or vitamins?
Exactly. Exactly. What, the other therapeutics, they never talk about the therapeutics. They always want to talk about how you need to get the vaccine, the gene therapy. I saw Paul Sutliff in the chat room, the gene therapy. No one talks about you know, taking the proper vitamins. And look, can healthy people get, you know, China virus? Absolutely. Can healthy people get the flu? Absolutely. And he's right. HIPAA law. What about the HIPAA law? Suddenly, we throw all privacy out the door. This has been, for 20-something years, the HIPAA rule has been beat down our throats and demand privacy. And now you've got the government coming in and being totally intrusive and tyrannical. And suddenly, all that goes out the window.
Yep. And that even goes when you get sick and you go to the hospital or have to go to the hospital. There are so many cases. And three that I know of personally from very close friends where the friends went in who they may have had some conditions, but they were given this drug called Resifir. And after they got that drug, their health went down, and a couple of them actually died. They were not allowed. They asked the doctors, well, give me some ivermectin or this hydroxychloroquine I've heard about. And the doctors refused to give patients in the hospital those two therapeutics. That, to me, goes right to the HIPAA law that you were talking about. Do no harm.
Agreed. They politicized it. And it's amazing when you've got you've got the left-wing government. So when the communists come out, it's okay to suspend all laws and all rules and do what you want, whether it's, you know, be a segregationist, whether it's discrimination. Now let's just throw out the entire HIPAA rule and let's institutionalize and make OSHA now the body above the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his number five is even – I mean, he just hit bullet points that are perfect. Number five, Roger said that because he is unvaccinated, he's required to undergo COVID testing every day while the vaccinated players do not have to, despite their ability to contract and transmit the virus. I tested over 300 times before finally testing positive.
Whoa.
Like I said, it was probably from a vaccinated individual, Roger said. I don't think that many of the policies are rooted in the science. The only time I haven't worn a mask is when I'm around all vaccinated people, he added. And we've been saying that for the last, year, that once the vaccine, once you get vaccinated, the efficacy of the vaccine is maybe 4 to 6 months.
That's
right.
And then
after that, it stops working. And then that's where this breakthrough COVID came through. And the breakthrough is that, hey, you're vaccinated, but you can still catch it, unlike President Biden said in that earlier clip that you played. So now you've got vaccinated people that can catch the virus. Now, granted, if you had the vaccine, your symptoms may not be as bad as if you didn't, but in a way that's even more dangerous because you may have the sniffles or an upset stomach, think you have the flu, but you really have COVID, and next thing you know, you're transmitting COVID to everybody around you. You don't even realize it. So you don't take it seriously because you've already been vaccinated. And the unvaccinated, of course, can catch the COVID and transmit it. So the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are actually equal in catching and transmitting this virus.
Yes, they are.
But so he's 100% right on that.
He's 100% right.
Then he goes on to say, health is not a one-size-fits-all. And I agree with him there. And the COVID recovery offers robust immunity, natural immunity. And you've spoken about that many times. in the last year.
Yeah, there's no, there's nothing given to those that have the natural antibodies. It's not even addressed. It's not never brought up by bumbling Biden. You know, that buffoon would rather indict all unvaccinated individuals as being the cause, and now it's the new leprosy of the 21st century, when in fact, if you have contracted the China virus and you have the natural immunities, you actually have a better chance of not contracting the China virus. Matter of fact, I believe the number I saw was you have less than a 1% chance of contracting the China virus with the natural immunities. You have a 44% chance of contracting the China virus if you have had the vaccine, and you have a 55% chance of contracting the China virus if you are unvaccinated. So all of this stuff is just absolutely nonsense by lying Biden, because that's in fact what Joe Biden is. He's a liar. He's a habitual and a chronic liar, and he's instilling fear, and he's not using science. I mean, look, we already played the one clip, you know, from lying Biden. The one clip, the very first thing he says, you know, why doesn't anybody
various
know what he says?
Shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. That's what bumbling Biden stated, and now it's proven. In Massachusetts, that 74% of those that are contracting the China virus, it's spread by the people who are vaccinated. You know, Biden absolutely lies. It depends on what time of the day and what the narrative is. So the narrative today and right now is that the unvaccinated are the lepers of the 21st century, and that if you get the China virus vaccine, you won't get the China virus. That's what he said. No, there's nothing given about those that have the natural immunities. The natural immunities are better at fending off the China virus than any other artificial means. Bang.
And now you've got Dr. Jill Biden urging parents to vaccinate kids 5 to 11 years old. That's evil.
It is.
Let the parents decide. Anybody who do that, I have serious reservations about. If you want to get it yourself, great. But to give it to kids that are statistically don't get this, and if they do, it's just very mild.
A 99.98% survivor rate with children under the age of 12. Can I say that one again? 99.98% survivor rate for children under the age of 12. And this government wants kids to get, well, you know, it's like a polio. Excuse me. It's not like polio. Not even in the same category as polio. I mean, this is insane. This is what the left tries. They try to rationalize it, and then they condemn those who actually are thinking about it. You know, they're looking at it from all sides. I've got no desire to get the vaccine, none. I don't like the side effects to it. I don't want to chance it. The myocarditis is definitely an issue. You know, my father-in-law had contracted chest pains after he got the booster shot, and he's still dealing with chest pains. That's just bullshit. I mean, you know, this is there's no science behind it. And then you've got cackling Kamala, who made it clear that if Donald Trump said to get it, get the vaccine, then guess what? I'm not taking it. Oh, but now all of a sudden, the only way to survive is to get the vaccine. When in fact it was President Trump who had the vaccine fast tracked and brought it to market, and now it's okay because YouTube buffoons are disseminating it? Jeez.
Yeah, and President Trump never mandated or even talked about mandating that everybody should take it. He said, here's a vaccine. I took it myself. I recommend that you take it, but you don't have to. But if you want to take it, here it is.
Hey, and let's not forget now, during one of the sound bites early on, it was bumbling Joe Biden who stated that we don't have the authority to mandate. We're not going to mandate it. So everything that comes out of this guy's mouth is a lie. And then you got Nancy Pelosi during one of her press conferences. That nag stood up at a press conference and said, oh, we don't have the authority to mandate it. Oh, okay. So what is it now? What is it? Why is it being mandated now? Why? Why?
I don't know.
It's just, go ahead. You were on number six, I believe. The one size fits all.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Do seven. And I thought there was only six, but there's nine. But you kind of get the idea.
Right.
Yeah. You get the idea. Aaron Rodgers nails it just like Jason Isaacs nailed it for the Orlando Magic. It wasn't for him.
Oh, Jonathan Isaacs. Yeah, I got that. As a matter of fact, let me bring that up because that's only a 2 minute, 1 minute and 33 seconds. And Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic was very articulate as to why he wasn't getting the China virus vaccine. And in fact, Jonathan Isaac contracted COVID and therefore has the natural antibodies. And again, you've got the same thing with the buffoon in the White House, not even acknowledging people who have the natural antibodies. And that's what this is, what this whole thing is bizarre. 45 million people have contracted the China virus in America since March of 2020. 45 million out of 330 million people. And we shut down a whole economy. We're going through these radical, tyrannical times right now with a despot in the White House. And we have some rational individuals. Believe it or not, we dump on these professional ball players, but when they come out and they actually talk about an issue, just listen. I mean, it's amazing that they have these rational conversations, and that's all you want to have is a rational conversation, not these fear mongers that you have. Here's Jonathan Isaac.
Orlando Magic forward Jonathan Isaac says he's not anti-vaccine, but he does not want to get the COVID shot, and he stands by his decision.
I thank God. I'm grateful that I live in a society where vaccines are possible, and we can protect ourselves and have the means to protect ourselves in the first place. But with that being said, it is my belief that the vaccine status of every person should be their own choice.
Isaac is responding to a Rolling Stone article that labeled him an anti-vaxxer. He says it's a misrepresentation.
I didn't come to my current vaccination status by studying Black history or watching Donald Trump press conferences. I have nothing but the utmost respect for every healthcare worker and person in Orlando.
Isaac isn't vaccinated against COVID-19, but he had COVID and believes he has the antibodies to fight off another possible infection.
The craziness of it all, in terms of not being able to say that it should be everybody's fair choice without being demeaned or talked crazy to.
NBA isn't requiring players to get the shot, but they are encouraging it by setting certain protocols. Unvaccinated players won't be able to eat, fly, or ride buses with their vaccinated teammates. Other Magic players respect Isaac's decision.
I'm vaccinated myself. My family's vaccinated. But, you know, I would encourage people to do their research and to do what they think is best for them and others.
The NBA says 90% of the league is fully vaccinated. Reporting from the Amway Center, Jessica Ely.
So this goes to point number eight, okay? So Jonathan Isaac and Aaron Rodgers are pretty much in the same camp. And this goes to number eight of the article from the Federalist. Science is better than shaming. Some of the rules to me are not based in science at all, Rogers said, of the many rules he had already illustrated that were not based on science. And that's exactly right. You think that buffoon Biden is going to base things on science? No, he bases things on fears and sound bites. What kind of slogan can he adopt this time around? How can he make the unvaccinated into lepers in the United States in the 21st century? How can he segregate the unvaccinated from the vaccinated? And how can he segregate the conservatives from anyone else? Because anybody who doesn't get vaccinated is a Donald Trump supporter and a conservative. You know, that's the way they see it in their myopic and his tyrannical eyes, if in fact he has any brains. Okay, but here it is. Some of the rules to me are not based on science at all, Rogers said, of the many rules he had already illustrated that were not based on science. They're based purely in trying to out and shame people, like needing to wear a mask at a podium when every person in the room is vaccinated and wearing a mask makes no sense to me. Well, why don't you drive a car and wear a mask? I mean, you're in a car by yourself and you're wearing a mask. Never mind. Bodily autonomy is a right. And the shaming, the outing that, you know, people seem to get off on so much of finding these people who, you know, oh, my God, can you believe these crackpots who are not vaccinated? Everybody has their own story and their own reasons for doing things. But this shaming cancel society is wrong. I can't believe somebody actually said it. And then number nine, overall health is important, too. It's a virus of health. And the most important thing would be educating people on how to live a healthier life. Roger said regarding that the pandemic that was exacerbated mightily by comorbidities and especially obesity. Early data showed that obesity tripled a person's risk of hospitalization. 78% of those hospitalized with the Wuhan virus were overweight or obese. And, you know, may he rest in peace, but General Powell, oh my God, he died of COVID. And we were supposed to be absolutely outraged, and he probably contracted it from someone who wasn't vaccinated. But then you read the comorbidity factor. The cancer in which General Powell was fighting meant he had no immune system. Now, I would think that a comorbidity of not having an immune system is very serious. And the slightest sniffle, sneeze around him, irrespective of being vaccinated or not, was probably something that he was very, very concerned about. And he contracted the China virus, and it took his life. Well, but it didn't take his life 100% because he was battling cancer, which shut down his immune system. So, you know, all of this irrational behavior by the left, including Howard Stern calling for Aaron Rodgers to be kicked out of the league, and Lou Alcindor doing the same thing, you know, he should be kicked out of the league for not being vaccinated. Bull. First of all, you shouldn't be privy to what his medical conditions are. And who's to say that someone who is vaccinated transmits the China virus to a lineman, like a 390-pound lineman who already has a comorbidity, so let's say in a large heart that no one knew about. Let's say the guy's got high blood pressure and diabetes that he didn't know about, and he checks out because he catches the China virus from somebody who was vaccinated. You know, this whole thing is absolute insane. It's insane what we are seeing today, right down to the insanity of OSHA issuing edicts and people getting fired from their jobs for not getting the jab. I just found out that one company who does business with the federal government, they have over 1,000 employees, and they've issued a directive. If you do not get vaccinated, you go on unpaid leave and you will be terminated. Imagine that.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine that our president, a president of the United States of all the people, would put out a mandate that is going after people to get them fired from their jobs. And that includes police, fire, first responders that we so loved as a country a few short years ago, 9/11. First responders were heralded as the greatest people on earth, which, you know, they are what they do.
Right.
And now he's ready to fire them all, including the military. And that if you don't get the COVID shot in the military, then not only do you get literally kicked out of the military, but you get a dishonorable discharge. That's the kiss of death.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just flat out wrong.
Yeah. I mean, these are people that have served our country well up until the point they decided they didn't want to get a medical procedure.
You know, and if it's true that myocarditis is a side effect of getting the jab, you know, if you're a pilot, you're a 40-year-old pilot, you've been in top health you get the China virus vaccine and you develop blood clots, you're done flying. You get the China virus vaccine and you develop myocarditis, you're done flying. You've just lost your job. But you've been a model of health for the last 20 years as a pilot, the last 10 years as a pilot, the last 15 years as a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're forced to get a jab that it should not be a forced situation. But you're taking all the necessary precautions to keep yourself healthy. You're taking the proper vitamins. You're eating right. You're exercising. You know, you're taking, like Paul Sutliff, you know, he's taking zinc and vitamin D3. I mean, and that's the right thing to do. You know,
yeah,
you're being proactive.
But we're looking at this rationally with facts and evidence, and we see, oh, well, okay, vaccinated can get it and unvaccinated could get this and transmit it. Okay, there's no difference. Now, for the feeling and emotional people, which I guess seems to be the majority of the country, is that if you don't get the vaccination, then you're not getting it means that you don't care. You don't care about the people around you. You don't care about your community. You don't care about the world. You don't care about eradicating this virus, which in reality, you can't eradicate a virus, just like we haven't been able to eradicate the common cold. The common cold is an influenza virus.
Right.
But if feelings and caring, and if you don't care, like Aaron Rodgers is such a mean man, he doesn't care. Jonathan Isaac just doesn't care. Vito Esposito is so mean, he doesn't care about the world around him. And I'm an a-hole because I don't care about the world around me enough. Exactly. We don't have these feelings. If we had these feelings, people would like us. People would like us more. We would be part of the feeling crowd. We would be okay.
Yeah. Trying to get those feelings of love.
Feelings of love.
Shut that up or I'm going to vomit.
Feeling.
Does that make any sense? It's all feelings and emotions versus facts and evidence and what we're seeing in front of you. All of those 9 points that Aaron Rodgers, that we just articulated out of this Federalist article, there's nothing in there that you can debunk. It's all true.
He nailed it.
And I love Howard Stern. I've been a fan forever. But he's totally off the reservation on this. He's going all FCC. I don't know if you know a lot about Howard Stern, but early in his career when he was on terrestrial radio, he uses a lot of blue humor, a lot of sexual innuendo, and a lot of people wanted him, the FCC, they wanted him fined and kicked off radio. He fought the FCC like nobody's business, based on freedom of speech. And he ended up winning, and then he got so tired of it, he went over to satellite radio. And now Howard Stern is going FCC on Aaron Rodgers because he's calling for Aaron Rodgers to be thrown out of football, his livelihood, how he makes his living, all because he's doing something that he thinks is wrong. My, how things change. Yeah. And I like Howard. I'm a big fan, but he's a total doofus on this. Totally missed it. But I think that his views, as crazy as they are, represent a large portion of the population here in the United States of America, and frankly, even more so in the rest of the world. And you've got countries like Australia and New Zealand that are essentially locked tight and closed. They're even crazier than we've got it good compared to those countries. So,
yeah, but then look at the pushback right now in those countries. You know,
mm-hmm.
Look at how Italy, the mass protests in Italy, the mass protests that are happening all over the globe, including Australia. You know, the people are saying enough is enough. They don't want this tyrannical government dictating to them how they should live their lives and whether or not it's mandated that you take a vaccine. And look at the protests just in New York City, what's going on in Los Angeles. The left coast is – you have people rising up in California. I read an article yesterday, 33,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses. Kaiser Permanente is one of the largest health blocks in the United States. 33,000 nurses are talking about possibly walking out. I mean,
nurses.
You know, nurses.
These are medical professionals.
Yeah.
They live in, they make their living in the medical world, and they're reluctant and hesitant. That's like a ding, ding, ding moment. Hmm. That's a clue.
Yeah.
That's a clue.
It really is.
You may not be right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this whole thing is, there's something that stinks about it, and there's absolutely zero consistency on the part of bumbling Biden. And, you know, here's Biden's words again.
Various shots that people are getting now cover that. They're you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You're not going to get COVID
from
if
what,
you have
a year
these
ago?
Vaccinations. What's that?
That was relatively recent, within a year.
It was within this past year, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the narrative was to sell everyone getting vaccinated. And then as the numbers didn't quite go up, and of course I think it's all inflated as well, but what is it now? 70% of Americans are vaccinated. And so the number keeps creeping up with the sound bites from the Biden-Harris-Obama regime. And as the numbers keep increasing, it makes the unvaccinated appear to be a small minority of resistors and of radicals, when in fact,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe it's 75% of Americans have been vaccinated. Hey, they could have. You know, but and also, by the way, the booster shot. You know, the booster shot is two shots in one. That's what the booster shot is. So if the, and I think it was Holder that told me this, that the Pfizer gene therapy shot lasts for 3 months. So now after 3 months, is this the reason why you've got the vaccinated contracting the China virus, because the vaccine itself is not long lasting, and that if you had COVID and you have the natural immunities, you're actually building a better defense than the artificial means. And I'm not going to let my 5-year-old and my 7-year-old get a shot of this. There's no way. There's no way, especially with a 99.98% survival rate. It's bad. You know, it's bad enough right now. We have a 99.7% survival rate for those adults under the age of 80. I'm sorry, under the age of 70. No, it's under the age of 70, 79, a 99.8% survival rate. Give me a break.
It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out, well, gosh, with those kind of odds, probably I think I'll pass, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. There's no flipping way.
And
we're talking about, this is 45 million people have contracted the China virus in America since March of 2020. We have 330 million people. And of the 45 million who have contracted, you've got 9 million people still battling it. So that means that 36 million people have recovered from the China virus. And we're going to shut down
America. It's a nasty
virus. Yeah, it's in it. Yes, exactly. And you know what? So is the flu. So is
mm-hmm.
the flu. So is driving a vehicle and getting into an accident. So is drowning in a pool. By the way, you stand a better chance of drowning in a pool than you do of dying from the China virus.
What's your chance of survival once you drown in a pool?
Yeah. Well, are you wearing your mask?
Zero. 0.0.
0.0.
Well, here's a blow to this. We've been talking a lot about mandates. This January 4th mandate is what this ajna is leading up to. Well, there's a big win The court stays Biden's vaccine mandate granting petition of Brandon Trosclair. So on Saturday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals struck at least a temporary blow for individual freedom and common sense, temporarily suspending Biden's handler's tyrannical and absurd vaccine mandate in light of grave statutory and constitutional issues. So that came from PJ Media, so you got the colorful language in there. But the main gist of it is the statutory and constitutional issues has the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is going, maybe this mandate may not be so constitutional, so we got to take a minute, stop, and reevaluate.
Well,
now,
you know
mandate
what?
Forces...
Oh, go ahead. No, so, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, the mandate forces companies with more than 100 employees to require vaccinations or weekly COVID-19 tests. This requirement, which makes less sense with each passing day as new evidence comes to light that the vaccines just don't work, was challenged by, among others, a Louisiana businessman whose name is actually Brandon. So let's go, Brandon. Brandon Trosclair. See, all these stories, they got a little thread that just weaves in between them. It's fantastic.
Hey, speaking of fantastic, we got Paul Sutliff, and Paul is the host of a Thursday night show right here on Global Patriot Radio, the Sutliffian Report. Good evening, Paul.
Fantastic.
How you doing?
Hi, pretty good. You know, I've been saying to people just recently that, you know, these mandates, the way you get out of them is you file a religious exemption. So is this not a way to track who has a religious belief?
Yes.
And if you are a Christian, you have a belief that they're in the end times that they're going to be tracking Christians and stuff like that. So you have to sit there and you have to kind of wonder if that's the purpose behind these mandates, the forced vaccination. And I'm saying forced because if you're 20 something, the pressure of peer pressure is bad enough, but you know, I know people who have gone, who have had COVID. They go back and they get the forced vaccination because your peer pressure is unbelievable if you're in your 20s, because you know, when you get past your 20s and 30s, you're at least above that. You should be above that, and this is the thing that people are listening to is that. When you get a vaccination after you've had natural immunity, it lowers your immunity. And that's
right.
Actually scientifically proven.
Right. But that's the science they don't want out there. That's the science that the Biden regime is not putting out there.
Yeah. I mean, this is the whole – it's all a big scam. I think it was bad to begin with, but, you know, the stuff that they're pushing now, it just – I would like, you know, here I went to a pro-life group protesting these pro-abortion people, and one of the things they would scream is pro-life, pro-science is what we would yell. You know, I have to sit there and laugh at that when I'm, you know, I'm pro-life, I'm pro-science, and now what am I saying here? Same thing. Pro-choice for medicine. You ought to be able to choose your own, you know, what you think about your own life, and you ought to be able to have the people that are supposed to be about science be about science. This is something I can't comprehend. You go to a grocery store in New York State, you can walk in without a mask. You go to a place that is all about science, you have to wear a mask. And according to CDC, they're only 2% effective. So why is anybody wearing them? Why are the science places insisting you wear them?
Control.
Oh, better yet, why are they giving you masks from China?
Control. Control. Because they want to see who it is that complies with the governmental edicts. And this is all about control. It's one of the reasons why, you know, you got Biden and Harris were installed was the control issue. They don't like the fact that there was a sense of independence and there was a sense of patriotism with President Trump, because this is what it all boils down to. It's about taking advantage of the American people, and it's about controlling the American people. And controlling the American people in a sense of making America part of that global cabal, that new world order. you know, George H.W. Bush coined the phrase in 1990 when he, not even a phrase, when he coined it when he stated that about a new world order. And, you know, we laughed about that and we brushed it aside and we overlooked it. But now we look at how this global cabal has really done a tremendous job in suppressing and oppressing the people in the world. You've got Australia taking the guns away. And now you've got a pandemic that is telling people they have to stay inside. They can't go more than 5 miles from their house. They can't go more than a mile from their house. And now people are rising up. They've had enough. In California, Los Angeles, you've got thousands of people coming out and protesting against the government edict of having to wear a mask, about having to be vaccinated. And you have a dictator in the White House who unilaterally imposes an edict that mandates that you get a vaccination or you lose your job. I mean, that is tyrannical. That is oppressive. That is exactly what a fascist does. And Joe Biden is exactly what he and the Democrat Communist Party accused President Trump of. They accused President Trump of being a dictator falsely, and he was not a dictator. If anything, President Trump was an American who believed in the United States Constitution, who believed in our constitutional republic. Joe Biden does not believe in our constitutional republic. He believes in one world government is what he believes in. And he's systematically dismantling the United States Constitution and our constitutional rights. Unilaterally making a decision, giving OSHA powers it does not have. And we're supposed to accept that. And now we are the lepers if you don't get the vaccination. You know what? God bless you for getting the vaccination. If that's what you want to do, so be it. It is your body, but it is your choice to do so. With a 99.7% survival rate, we're having to shut down the entire country, Paul? That is absolute insanity.
Well, it gets better because, you know, the truth is you have to include – I like that you addressed this earlier because I've heard it. I work with one person who has said this. It's a plague. It's all about the unvaccinated. It's a plague of the unvaccinated. That you know, it's all about that. Well, excuse me. If you're vaccinated, you can still get COVID. That's what they tell you when you get vaccinated. All right. Mm-hmm. So if it's about the unvaccinated, how come they tell you can still get COVID? What was the purpose in getting the vaccine? I mean, I think it's a problem. We have to go back. We have to figure, I mean, I had said, stop calling it a vaccine and call it a jab, call it gene therapy. And now they've kind of controlled that language. When I talk to people who really are for it and I talk about gene therapy, they're like, what are you talking about? I said, don't you know that's what you just submitted yourself to? I think we have to go on a rampage about informed consent because they're not talking to the pregnant women who come up to get a jab, even though there's scientific data that says you should not get a jab because close to 80% of those women who are pregnant who got a jab have had miscarriages or aborted in other ways.
80%. And what about the pilots? That was the scientific data I was just hearing about.
And then if you're pregnant, sorry, if you're breastfeeding, and you get a jab, you have a chance of killing your child. That's actually reported in Vegas where there's cases like that.
So
why are
you have a 99.7%
chance? Why is informed consent? Yeah.
Okay. Well, why is it informed consent? Well, because
informed
the government control
is a law that we're supposed to be informed about the side effects and stuff. Why are they not required to do that? Why do they get an exception to that rule? I mean, you see something like Viagra advertised on TV, and they give you all these side effects. You know, it's freaking scary when you think about it. Or you see a medicine for congestive heart failure or for whatever, you know, any kind of medicine you see on the advertising on radio or any kind of media, you see all the possibles. Has anyone seen any of the possibles advertised when they're telling you to get a vaccine?
Well, no.
None.
And there's a liability issue on top of it.
Yeah. So I consider all of this actually illegal advertising because it doesn't include informed consent. And I think, you know, we get somebody with some money, they could sue and sue Pfizer for the advertising or whoever's doing the advertising and win a crap load of money. And all you got to do is find one person like my neighbor here who's now paralyzed for life who got a jab.
But I thought that during a national pandemic that those rules don't apply. And that's what this is all about.
If they don't apply, then how come they're still advertising with the for anything else? Doing
well,
that.
Because the federal government gave Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson immunity from prosecution for the China virus.
Well, you get immunity
virus.
When you create a vaccine. So that's not the issue. People who create they had to change the terminology of vaccination in order for them to be declared a vaccination. But the issue is informed consent. There is nothing that I can find any place that allows them not to tell you about side effects or possible adverse reactions. There is nothing. So I think this is very illegal, what's going on. I mean, if somebody else can tell me I'm wrong, I'd love to know where I'm wrong. But as far as I understand the law, if you go to you get a drug, you go to the pharmacist today, you go up and you're getting a new drug, they will tell you about the adverse reaction, something to look for. You know, and if you get this side effect, you know, you run to the hospital type thing. But, you know, and they do that. But why do they not do that as required by law? Again, they are required by law to do these things. They're not doing that with the the jab that they call, the gene therapy jab that they're calling vaccine. Again, I can't find anything that says they can get away with it. That's what
maybe it's hidden. Maybe it's hidden somewhere in that Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals putting the stay on the mandate. I haven't read through it, so I don't know. But maybe the gym's there.
Well, hopefully somebody will do something. I think that's the case that needs to be put up. And congratulations to America for throwing off the blue commie clothes that they were wearing, so they can get rid of places, you know, bad things in charge this past week. Take a look at Virginia. I wish it would happen here in New York State, but it was nice to see happen in Virginia.
It was. You know what? I'm going to bring on Holger right now. He's got some few cents to bring in there. So, Paul, hold on a second here. We'll bring Holger on here. We did it at the same time. Good evening, Holger. How you doing?
I don't know if I've got a good enough degree to be on the same line as Paul. Hey-o.
I know. I tell you, he's the champ, man. He's the champ.
I liked listening to the COVID talk, and I was you guys were chatting away there. You've heard the old expression, you know, get it from the horse's mouth, you know. So I thought to myself, you know, I've got some questions after listening to these guys, and I said, you know, the horse's mouth would be the CDC, right? I mean, that's the government. They're the know-it-alls. And so I went, and they've got a website with all kinds of questions that people are asking. And one of the questions is, how long does protection from a COVID-19 vaccine last? And you know, you were just talking about that. And the answer from the horse's mouth is this: it's not yet known how long COVID-19 vaccine protection lasts. Now, name one other vaccine that people get where they don't have any kind of an idea how long it's going to last. Well, I can answer that. Paul mentioned it, and it is that little blue pill, and that has about 4 or 5 hours, and if that happens, you need to go see a physician immediately. So you weren't asking. So, you weren't asking about that, were you?
No.
Okay.
Recently, I went in to get a shingles vaccine. Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
And the guys, you know, they're giving me this, going to give me this first shot. And I said, okay, now I said, you know, I've been online and I said, I saw a couple of things that I wasn't quite sure about. And I said, how long does this, you know, when I get vaccinated here for shingles, how long does it last? And he says, well, it's good for the rest of your life. So if you walk in and you get a measles vaccine, you know, how long is this good for? Well, it's good for the rest of your life. Well, how about that COVID vaccine I got 3 months ago? Well, we don't know. I mean, Jesus, how much faith is that supposed to give you on these guys when they can't even tell you? So then one of the other questions is, do I need a booster? Okay. So I go into that explanation, which is extremely lengthy, and you just about have to have a PhD to sift through it. But it says, you know, there is the Pfizer vaccine, and then there's the Moderna, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the third one is the J&J, right?
Right.
Okay, so here's what it says under booster shot. It says, CDC recommends everyone 18 years and older who received a J&J COVID-19 vaccine primary dose. If I'm not mistaken, the J&J was the one was just one dose. Okay,
one
and
done.
The other two.
That's correct.
The other two you had to get double doses. So let me read that again. CDC recommends everyone 18 years and older who receive a J&J COVID-19 vaccine primary dose should also receive a single COVID-19 vaccine booster shot at least 2 months after their primary dose.
2 months.
So in other words, they were so certain about the safety and the effectiveness and everything about this J&J one-shot-fits-all vaccine is going to save the fucking world. And now they say, well, you got that shot. Basically, it only lasted for 2 months.
Well, okay, but hold on a second. This is what the
various shots that people are getting now cover that. They're you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Somebody.
Okay, so you're not going to get COVID if you get these vaccinations. So you're saying that if you have the J&J one and done shot, 2 months later you should get the booster. That makes zero sense.
Yeah. So
someone's not telling the truth.
Well, they're getting jobs working for companies like Pfizer. These officials that are at FDA are getting jobs. I mean, we're talking, you know, 6 and 7 figures. So that's why these things are getting approved. And there's a FOIA right now that was refused last week. About 2 weeks ago it was refused. Dr. Peter McCullough and a team of medical professionals, academic professionals, filed a FOIA to look at what the FDA used to approve. Look at the data to see what they used to approve the vaccinations. They were refused. Medical professionals are not allowed to look at the data that's considered scientific somehow, that because, you know, the science would be dangerous, or, you know, you can't tell people what, you know. That's scary. If it's too...
No.
I mean, what does that mean if they're too scared to share that? I mean, I tell people, if you can subscribe, go to Telegram and subscribe to Dr. Peter McCullough. I recommend it. His stuff is outstanding.
See,
again, Paul,
he's a cardiologist.
Okay. Yeah, hold your...
Vito, this is why I don't like to be on the phone with Paul, because, you know, he's talking about a FOIA. And I'm thinking that's that entry area to your house, you know, when you come in the front door. It's just, I feel so stupid with Paul.
Paul,
on here.
Please explain the freedom of. Sorry, go ahead, Paul. Would you please?
Go ahead, Tito.
Oh God. Hey, I got one more thing, and I'm gonna hop off here. I just wanted to mention that since we're talking about COVID and all of the things that the government has, you know, first the government, you know, started out being really, really nice about this thing. You know, they'd send me little text messages like, you're still looking to get your vaccination, huh? Well, you know, and then pretty soon they started to incentivize people, you know. Then I get a text and it would say, hey, guess what? You come in for your vaccination, you're going to get $100. Okay. So it was really, really nice. And then, you know, Joe Biden got on TV and said, I think something to the effect that said, our patience is wearing thin. In other words, you know, Papa government's getting pissed off at you peons out there. And so then they come out with the, you know, they come out with the stick, you know, and basically the mandate. And if your company has over 100 people and they aren't all vaccinated, then we're going to, like, fine you and out of business and all that kind of good stuff. Well, I noticed that the latest government effort is now in full swing. And I was just reading the headline here, or reading the first part of this article over at Gateway Pundit. It says, on Sunday afternoon, a large group of Antifa goons targeted a COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandate protest that was held in Boston. So now the government has even called their little friends out from last year to just basically beat the shit out of any of us that shows up to protest these mandates.
So, Are you surprised about that? I mean, now let's take a look at – just take a quick look of what happened with the violent arm of the Democrat Party, which would be Antifa and BLM. Look how the powers to be in Washington, D.C. excused their actions, that fat Jerry Nadler slob who said that it was just in your mind, it's fictitious to even think that anything happened in the Pacific Northwest. When he was asked about it, he absolutely blew it off. It was, you know, it was fictitious. It didn't happen.
The myth.
And now we have, what, billions of dollars was burned down in cities across the United States, including, you know, in your area, St. Paul, Minnesota, when they burned that city down over a drug-addicted felon. And so we have Baltimore burned to the ground yet again. And St. Louis, you had the police officer, the retired police officer who was killed by Antifa and BLM. And so wouldn't it, I mean, let's face it, are you really surprised that the Biden-Harris-Obama regime would dispatch their violent arm to start cracking heads and to make those that are not vaccinated to be the lepers, the violent ones once again? There was no outrage over Antifa costing American taxpayers billions upon billions of dollars, including insurance companies spending billions and billions of dollars, you know, in property damage. And then you've got the buffoon Biden using his FBI to raid Project Veritas's house for a diary. And so nobody's talking about all this stuff. We have the weaponization of the militant form of the FBI. We have the weaponization of the violent arm of the Democrat Party. And we're talking about the unvaccinated being the new terrorists in America, or the white man being the terrorist in America, the unvaccinated, you know, killing your neighbor and killing you. I mean, this is how pathetic and how dangerous the Democrat Communist Party has become. Go ahead, Holger.
Well,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take away from you.
I'll just throw one last thing in here. What you just described, though, what it reminds me of is when you look at the Islamic countries, okay, and you look at things like the Muslim Brotherhood, or you look at terrorist organizations, but they all have what they – they all have this violent, militarized wing of their movement or their jihad network or their government, you know, like in Iran, it's like the Quds Force. And you know, they all have this violent wing that, okay, in other words, they try to portray themselves as, oh, yeah, we're Islam, and we're an Islamic government, and People's Republic of Iran, and da-da-da-da-da. But if you protest, or if you do something naughty against, you know, Sharia, then they send out this goon squad that's basically just kills you. If you're gay, oh, hey, there's a couple gay people protesting here. Okay, well, they send out the goon squad to hang them from a crane. That's what Antifa is to our government. I mean, somebody's got to finally point it out that whenever something happens like this, all of a sudden, and, you know, we don't hear jack shit from Antifa for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everybody's rising up against mandates and about the vaccines and stuff. And, oh, look at there. Antifa just showed up beating the piss out of a bunch of patriots in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been someplace where the Antifa was marching with Republicans and patriots against mandates.
Really?
Yeah. So I have personally witnessed that. So it's not – I've been part of it. I saw it. And that's not unusual where I've seen Antifa rise up against the mandates. You got to remember, though, with Antifa, at least my experience with Antifa is they're run by college professors. And as liberal as they come, they're the ones giving the orders. There's no central core to Antifa. It's all little groups. And the thing to think about with them is which professor is telling them what to do, because that's usually what it is college professors. You know, they're not there with the Antifa. They're across the street watching everything.
College professor Bill Ayers.
Yeah, it's not a problem to believe that one. Yeah,
all right,
I wouldn't
boys,
be surprised if he was running the group.
Thanks for letting me call in.
Hey, anytime, Holger. Thank you. You take care of yourself. Stay warm,
right.
Brother.
See you,
Vito.
See you, Al. See you,
Paul.
Bye. You know, Holger brought up a really good point. You know, here you have the CDC saying they don't know how long the vaccine lasts. And they can't give you that data, but you go get a shingle shot. How long is the shingle shot good for? Oh, it's good for life. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I just had it.
I had shingles.
I took it about 6 months ago because, for exactly what Holger said, it's good for the rest of your life. That is a vaccine that I can get behind. So.
And it wasn't mandated, was it? It wasn't mandated. Hello? Oh, okay. The single shot. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Paul. I just there's something wrong with this whole thing right now, this whole campaign, the vilification of people who are not getting vaccinated, the government issuing oppressive edicts and getting people fired, losing their jobs, and then not counting the people who are not looking for jobs, who are off the employment dole altogether, and this guy's pounding his chest just like he did with the Obama-Biden regime when they were not reporting those people who were not actively looking for jobs. They weren't counting them as being unemployed. They just removed them from the unemployment doles, and then they said, oh, well, unemployment rate is going down to, you know, 4.3%. I'll just never forget the report that came out that one Friday, 85,000 jobs were created, and the unemployment rate went down from 4.6% to 4.3%. Statistically impossible for the unemployment rate to drop 0.3% with the creation of 85,000 jobs. And then you find out 300,000 people are removed from the employment dole, and they artificially skewed the numbers. So it's just, you know,
that's what they did under Obama 2.0. It's no surprise.
Yep. Yep. And look who's there. But look at the correlation between the two. Who's there again? You've got Obama Biden, and you've got Biden Harris Obama. So you have this virtually the same regime running things and skewing the numbers.
I think the only reason that Obama 2.0 has not been removed is because they look at Kamala Harris and think, oh, my God, why did we ever let him be, why did we ever let her be VP? We could have, So I think
she has zero appeal. I mean, she's got, what is it? I saw her Newsmax today. Her favorable rating is 28%, 10 full points below, the buffoon Biden. 28% is her approval rate. She is an absolute. She is an absolute disgrace. I mean, it's the reason why she got 0.0 in the primaries. People don't like her. She's a phony. She's a fraud. She's unlikable. She's empty. She's absolutely everything that a Democrat Communist Party would love. I mean, she's an empty suit.
Well, even the Democrats I know that are strong woman libbers hate her because of how she rose to her position. And I'm going to leave that there. They hate her for that. Even the strongest women's lib people that I know hate her for how she is in this position and for the reason she's there.
Don't be so
Which
hard on her.
Which position is that? Paul, which position are you talking about?
Well, back in 69.
That's a good question. You could ask her which position she was in.
That was a rhetorical question. You don't need to answer that. You can plead the fifth. You can plead the fifth.
I don't want to know.
Don't be questioned.
I don't have any knowledge that way.
Take the fifth on stupid questions like that.
Don't be so hard on Kamala. Communist Kamala. Oh.
Boy, you rose to the occasion on that
one. Oh.
Hey, we got moving along.
I have yet to see anyone that has any respect for her. That's a sad. I mean, I work around a lot of people who think a lot of different things around that will promote even commies, but they don't. I mean, even they will admit Biden. This is the new thing. Every Democrat I'm meeting now admits that Biden has dementia.
Okay.
If they believe that, they don't. They're not saying we need to remove him. That's the only thing. They're like, they're content with this stuff happening. Really,
hey,
you want somebody with dementia running the country? Okay.
Welcome.
Good evening.
How y'all doing? You guys are on fire tonight. You got a great show. Awesome
Thank
topic
you.
About the COVID. Wow. I wanted to bring up a point about the COVID and people losing their jobs and these, waivers. I was asked to fill out a medical waiver or a religious waiver, and I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. And then I said, this is against the Constitution, and they're putting me in a box. I'm not going to ask for a waiver. And if I lose my job, well, I'll deal with that later. It's unconstitutional. And in the end, I think they're just trying to do this to get people to, take the COVID jab. And I'm not anti-vaccine, but certainly I wasn't dumb enough to take this jab. And, with the first indicator was they got a waiver from liability, which means you can't seek justice if, you have a bad effect. And then things just the coercion that's gone on. The pain in families of one person deciding to take it and somebody else not taking it. I'll tell you, these young men and women who decided not to take the vaccine by choice at threat of losing their job and coercion, they're some real huge patriots in my book because they have a lot more at stake than, geezers like me. So
what kind of are you getting any type of pressure at work moving for not?
Gosh, you know, I guess I really don't want to get into who I work for or what.
Sure.
My occupation
no, we're not asking that.
I'm probably the highest paid doorman in the country. So the point is, yes, I risk losing livelihood at the peak earning years of career. But, you know, when you look at things, when you look at what's going on with this vaccine, not hundreds but thousands of accredited, credentialed, critical thinking physicians, biologists from all over the world have already weighed in and taken exception to taking a vaccine when there's therapies out there and alternatives. And the things you cited tonight about the low mortality rate, I won't get into all that because, you know, we're all smart folks and can figure those things out for ourselves. But what's at stake is, especially with the lawsuit by the states that you brought up earlier,
yes.
You know, the critical issue there is not whether someone keeps their job. It's whether the federal government has the authority to impose restrictions on states and a perpetual state of emergency.
Correct.
And with that perpetual state of emergency, they can pretty much do whatever the heck they want, anytime they want. You won't own anything. You won't have any freedom. And you'll have to abide by any restriction at the stroke of a pen that a totalitarian government throws at you. That's what that lawsuit has in it. I mean, that's what's at stake is what I'm asserting. And
to your point on that, look, when you have that perpetual state of emergency, okay, look what happened. Look how it was used in the 2020 election. Okay, you had to suspend all normal voting rights. Voting provisions, like you could vote by mail, okay? And now it's kept in place voting by mail. And now they want to strengthen that voting by mail or widen, not strengthen, but widen the voting by mail. And if you don't agree to it, then you're a conspiracy theorist and it's a free and fair election. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's far reaching, this perpetual state of emergency, including the threat of losing your job, losing your livelihood. And that's really the sad part of it.
Yeah, so there's other, you know, strings. You've got a little bit of time in your show, so I hope you'll give me a minute. There's some other strings attached going on that we need to be aware of that are related topics to this mandatory COVID issue. And some of them are, there's an assertion because of this Davos 30, the World Economic Forum meeting recently, direction they're headed. There's by many that what's going to happen is they're going to lock us down like Australia, like New Zealand, and they have some pretty horrendous restrictions imposed on them that you talked about earlier. And I've been following that since day one. It's horrendous. And if they try and do that in the United States, which they have almost done that in places like New York City, right?
Right.
The assertion is that they're going to put a internet block on information. And the bill that Senator Rubio just proposed in the last few days, and if you go on the FCC website, you can see the name of the bill, and I think I posted it in the chat room. It's sold as, oh, if a place like Cuba locks down, we can get internet service to them in the bill. Or some other, you know, regime like Iran or somewhere. But it also says domestically. And Florida is pretty smart for putting that because they know that they're going to try and lock down the internet in Florida and other places. And they don't want to lose commerce or anything else. So, you know, good. So this is related to this COVID lawsuit. It's the pushback on Washington. And, you know, things are getting really, really beyond rhetorical. I have a lot of concerns.
correct.
Can't you guys in Pennsylvania send all the Steelers fans there to Washington to sort this out and relieve and free those political prisoners they still got there from January 6th? My God, it's getting crazy.
Yeah. Well, last week, there's a story that just popped up. Federal Governor Ron DeSantis noted the feds were likely to move the goalposts and fully vaccinated will shift because never-ending booster shots will become part of the mandate. The media went bananas,
right,
claiming DeSantis was spreading a conspiracy theory. Well, today, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, has told all previously vaccinated players they are no longer considered vaccinated unless they get a booster shot.
Yeah, so this perpetual state of emergency, these continued vaccinations, really, there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. It's like it's a bad horror movie. It's like The Twilight Zone or something.
Well, for a lot of these, I mean, this is somebody's livelihood. These basketball players, you know, this is what they do to earn their living, and their longevity on the court can maybe be 10 years on average or less due to injuries. I mean, they're paid very well, most of them. But they've got probably, what would you say, five to seven good earning years if you make it to the bigs? Thereabouts.
It's 3 to 5 in the NFL, by the way. So it's probably about 5 to 7.
Yeah, and you may have a big old contract for those 5 years, but after that, you got nothing. And you can't afford not to take these shots if you want to continue. Because if you make it to the bigs, where else do you go? And they know this, and it's so wrong. It's horrible. It's evil.
It makes me ill that our
government's doing this.
My empathy lies with a lot of the healthcare workers who obviously know what the side effects of these vaccines are, but to keep their jobs and to keep serving others, they stuck through the whole COVID period and firsthand know the side effects. And the other group, beside the healthcare workers and the, you know, police who have seen firsthand on the ground the side effects of these vaccines, and they'll give testimony to that. I won't, but you know, the pilots. One thing I took away with the pilots is, you know, after getting a vaccine and you go at altitude, and a lot of these aircraft, they're, for those who may not know, they're a lot of them are pressurized, right, and then the smaller ones. To a lesser degree, and they fly at below 18,000 feet often, and they, you know, the cabin pressure goes up, and the pressurized ones, they keep it like 8,000 mean sea level pressure, you know. But what happens, and in times of non-COVID, cardiologists say, hey, don't take any flights without oxygen, right? Because it has impacts on your heart, and you brought up pulmonary issues.
Right.
You brought up myocarditis. Well, myocarditis is inflammation of the right side of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there's no cure for that. It doesn't get better. It just gets worse. And when I started hearing about myocarditis and I started hearing about clotting, among other things, and then I started seeing real evidence showing up in VAERS of now tens of thousands of people having issues. I mean, you know, they shut down vaccines in the 70s for a couple dozen people having side effects. And here we're in the many, 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 many's more.
Yeah, thalidomide was a great example of that.
Yeah, so.
For those who don't remember, thalidomide was given as a for when you're pregnant and you feel all nauseous and sick, and they would give you thalidomide to lessen those side effects of pregnancy. Well, it ended up affecting a lot of children with long time diseases from this thalidomide, which was okayed by the CDC at the time.
It was just one of those mistakes, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they're now Democrats is what they are, these children.
I remember during the Gulf War, I right after the war was over, I ran a unit here in Maryland, and a lot of the soldiers and folks assigned to that unit were, there because they were close to Walter Reed at the time. And why were they assigned there? Because they all had impacts of the vaccine, and most of them were being mustered out of the service, right? Because, you know, you had people who had welts on their arms, you had people who had children with birth defects, you had all, you had the rainbow, and I saw it firsthand. And that didn't necessarily make me anti-vax, because a lot of that was under, you know, emergency conditions, et cetera. And it wasn't the whole population being vaccinated. It was, you know, people getting on the plane and getting a shot and being told to go to war, right? So, but what's happening now is we don't have mass casualties, people dying around us. We have this high survival rate, healthy people, and they're telling us we got to put a jab in our arm, and they're telling us we're going to lose our job if we don't. I mean, for crying out loud, come on, people got to wake up.
Yeah.
It's gone beyond the point where the CDC, the people who are pushing this upon it, the American people, they need to be dealt with now, not later, because how many kids are not going to be born? How many people are going to get side effects? How long is this criminal activity going to be let to continue? You know, people are really suffering.
Well,
so.
This could go along with the population control that we've heard about, the Agenda 21 from the United Nations, Agenda 30. I mean, there's so many things that just don't add up with this whole thing. You know, getting the booster shot now because the J&J jab only lasts 2 months. You know, the perpetual state of emergency that we're at, when in fact it was able to control the voting mechanisms that we saw in November of 2020. And now, you know, we want to go back to some sort of normalcy and look at the outcomes that occurred, you know, this past election. So now they're going to start doubling down again. And I guys, right. What about the illegal unvaccinated aliens who are coming into the United States to the tune of what, 2.1 million so far, maybe even 2.3 million. They've lost total count, but you have the federal government dispersing these unvaccinated illegal aliens who many are infected, and they're dispersing them around all cities and towns within the United States of America. And then you've got bumbling Biden getting on TV and in some point of a coherent statement, making a statement that it's the unvaccinated are the reason why we have this surge, when in fact you have 2 million unvaccinated illegal aliens being distributed around the United States. And there's absolutely zero regard for national security by this administration. How many times has Communist Kamala gone to the border? One time to the southern border and to the safest part of the border. They don't want to bring light to their failure, their utter failure. And now you've got bumbling Biden proposing to give money to illegal aliens who were separated, coming here illegally and giving them the one report is 450,000. And now it's being called on the carpet for it. And he's denying. When in fact the Wall Street Journal published another story yet again with regards to paying illegal aliens who were separated. I mean, this is one destructive administration. And to me, my opinion, this is the Biden-Harris-Obama regime. You have the same exact players who were in place during the Obama-Biden regime are now in this Biden-Harris-Obama regime. And look at the destructive, look at the chaos that they have they continue to push chaos at the border. Afghanistan was an absolute abortion. It's a total chaos. You have a perpetual state of emergency. We have misinformation coming from the President of the United States concerning vaccinations, demonizing the unvaccinated. And then he has the audacity to say this.
Various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccines, these vaccinations. That's coming right out of the buffoon's. And now today, the unvaccinated are the reason why the spread of the Chinese virus continues in America. When in fact, what is it? 74% of those contracting the China virus in Massachusetts are those that have been vaccinated. I mean, come on. This is absolute insanity. We can't get an honest answer out of this guy. And where are the same rabid individuals who if President Trump used one poor word, they were ready to impeach him, and this guy can't complete a coherent sentence, let alone, God forbid, he's got his fingers on the nuclear code. I mean, oh my God, that brings up Sky News. That Sky News, I'll tell you, that Sky News, they are the only news outlet, it seems like, that holds bumbling Biden's feet to the fire. I mean, it is absolutely priceless what Sky News reports, and they're the only news outlet that seems to be reporting anything. This is a Sky News segment. This lady is, they're laughing at this guy. They're laughing at this guy. No one takes him serious.
Welcome back to the Friday Showdown. And let's dive into this week's edition of What in God's Name is Joe Biden Trying to Say?
Noble expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
Let's go over what he just said there. Let's just not ignore that. Let's go over it. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans. I've got nothing. Okay, let's leave that to one side and see what else the president said this week.
In fact, we're taking a page from Terry's book when he was governor and when he'd be governor next time. We're emerging from this pandemic. We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K students.
This man needs a retirement home and a warm bowl of soup, not access to the nuclear codes. When he's not making a fool of himself misreading auto cues, Biden is making utterly incomprehensible decisions that further weaken the U.S. Today we learned that the Biden administration is planning to offer around $450,000 a person in compensation to illegal immigrants separated after crossing the border illegally. The U.S. Departments of Justice, Homeland Security and Health and Human Services are considering payments that could amount to around $1 million a family, though the final number could shift, the people familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal. Of course, the Biden administration has completely lost control of the southern border, with more than 200,000 illegal immigrants encountered crossing a month. And that's the ones encountered.
A month.
So what's the president's response to this catastrophe? Let's have a listen again.
Noble expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
So good we had to watch it again. I'm sorry, Nick. Try to defend that craziness. The man is in need of a lie down, a pudding, time with his grandchildren. He has no business being in the White House.
He needs a nursing home and a bowl
of soup. It's elder abuse.
Oh, my God. I want to thank Sue from New Mexico for that clip. I mean, it's priceless. I mean, Biden needs a bowl of soup and a nursing home. And it's sad that we have to say this about the President of the United States, but we went from a pro-American, a pro-Americans, a pro-people president to an absolute dictator, a tyrant, and a man who wasn't even qualified to be a dog catcher in Delaware. I mean, this man is absolutely doing whatever put him in place. He's doing exactly what they needed to do because he's just brain dead. He doesn't say anything. He turns his back on the media, and the DNC media sits there and they take it. You know, we talk about controlling the narrative. Afghanistan is an afterthought now. That's been brushed aside. It's totally a non-issue. James O'Keefe, his house was raided by the Biden-Harris FBI Gestapo style. The owner of Veritas's home was raided by the FBI looking for was Ashley Biden's diary. And you know, this is where people have to sit here and say, why aren't people outraged over this? You have a sitting president who's weaponized the FBI, one, to call parents and to label parents domestic terrorists if they dare talk back to a school board, whether it's in Virginia or in the United States. And now you have the President of the United States, who is using the FBI as a means of raiding another member of the press, who legally purchased this diary. What is in the diary? Huh? What is in the diary that the FBI had to raid James O'Keefe's house? Huh? Why didn't they just ask for it back? Why didn't they demand it back? Matter of fact, why are they going after the press? What is in that diary that is so would warrant raiding a member of the press's house, huh? Is it possible that Joe Biden is a pedophile? I mean, you know, all of these things, you sit there and you wonder, what the hell is going on in America today? This is not Germany. We have a Nazi in the White House. Adolf Hitler uses the FBI to go after parents who dare call out the school boards for teaching trash and garbage and this left-wing cancer they're teaching. And you weaponize the FBI to go after parents who speak out against school boards. Imagine a parent being outraged that his daughter was raped and the Loudoun County School Board covered it up. I know I would be pissed. I'm not sure what I would do if I found that little son of a bitch who raped my daughter. And then they arrest the father for who was outraged because he was lied to by the very governmental body that was entrusted to protect the children of Loudoun County. We can't question that. And now you've got these talking heads on the left wing all making excuses as to why Terry McAuliffe lost the race, the governor's race, trying to continue to label Glenn Youngkin a white supremacist and a racist. And oh, by the way, for people who live outside of Virginia, did you know that the lieutenant governor is black? Did you know the lieutenant governor is a veteran of the United States Marines? No. The DNC media made sure not to even tell you that. That's how much of a racist Glenn Youngkin is. And they tried so desperately to tie Glenn Youngkin to Donald Trump because Donald Trump is the favorite punching bag of the DNC left-wing radical anti-Americans, but that didn't work. Then the people of Virginia finally woke up. And let's hope that this is infectious because we have a crook in the White House right now. We have two crooks. We have one moron as a vice president. I mean, she's with all that the Vietnam veterans have gone through these last 50 years, you mean to tell me that she doesn't have enough fucking brains not to lay a wreath at the foot of Ho Chi Minh? Does anybody even apprise communist Kamala as to what she was doing, lauding Ho Chi Minh, who was the leader of the North Vietnamese, a communist who killed 58,000 American soldiers? I mean, what is wrong with this, with the people? What is wrong with Communist Kamala? She doesn't even know her goddamn history. I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, this is how pathetic these people are. And you wonder why her rating is at 26%, 24%? Why she pulled 0.0 in the primary within her own party? You know, it's one thing, Al, to have this stuff shoved down our throats on a daily basis, but then to watch how ignorant these people are, to watch how stupid these people are, to watch how un-American these people are. Frankly, flat out un-American. They're anti-constitutionalists. Biden is an anti-constitutionalist. Kamala Harris is anti-constitutionalist. Nancy Pelosi is an anti-constitutionalist. Passing things like a $1.2 trillion boondoggle, the reckless spending, irresponsible in this fiscally irresponsible government led by bumbling Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. This is absolutely, it's amazing what we are witnessing today. In 10 short months, in 10 months, we've gone from America being energy independent to being dependent on communists, to being dependent on the Muslim world OPEC, to being dependent upon communist Russia, on communist Venezuela. Hell, the theocratic Islamic terrorist regime of Iran. You've got this buffoon Biden buying oil from the from the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran. That alone should be deemed treasonous. And Nancy Pelosi impeached Trump for a phone call, when in fact all she did was cover for bumbling Biden when he had diarrhea of the mouth and he bragged about having a prosecutor fired because he also indicted, you know, the great black dope, Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, the other anti-constitutionalist. And now people are going to lose their jobs, and losing their jobs with a unilateral edict put down by a dictator in Washington, D.C. who can't even take a crap without, you know, Thank you, Paul Sutliff, and moving for calling. Sorry, I see you guys have dropped off. Okay. It's incredible. What we're witnessing today is just absolutely incredible. And the guy's getting a pass at every turn. The guy is getting a pass. But the people in Virginia did not give Terry McAuliffe a pass. They did not give this administration a pass when it came to voting for governor. They're making all kinds of excuses. They're still running with this racist narrative, and that the voters are racist because they voted for Glenn Youngkin and he's a racist in a flannel shirt. I mean, that seems to be the cry. That seems to be the cry by the left wing pollution of progressive politics. Because the only weapon they have is racism. Every time you turn around, it's got to be a racist, and it has to be racism as to why somebody was elected. It was racism that Glenn Youngkin got elected. No, it was a cover-up. The people of Virginia were tired, business as usual. They were tired of the corruption. They were tired of the federal government coming in and telling them that parents were terrorists if they dare challenge the school boards in Virginia. They were tired of the Loudoun County School Board lying to the parents, lying, injecting the CRT into the school, and then making excuses when a guy walks into a girl's restroom and he rapes a girl. Not one, but he rapes two girls, and they covered it up. This is what liberalism is, a mental disorder. And the chief mental disorder is Joe Biden. Not only is he a liar and a cheat, but he's not fit to be president of the United States. And congratulations to the state of Texas and the attorney general for fighting these Gestapo tactics. We should not stand for what the Biden unilaterally invoked with regards to the threat of losing your job if you don't get the jab, if you don't take daily COVID testing. So the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, he sued the communist, corrupt Biden administration over its unlawful, tyrannical, anti-constitutional OSHA China virus vaccine mandates. And good for the Attorney General. And the Fifth District, the Fifth Circuit, okay, was right in halting OSHA's mandate. This should not be tolerated in the United States of America. 45 million people out of 330 million people since March of 2020 have contracted the China virus, and 99.7% of the people have survived. 99.7%. 13% of the population has been infected with the China virus in America. 13% over the last 19 months. And we're shutting down the United States of America economy. We're telling people that they're going to get fired from their jobs with 13% of the population having contracted the China virus. Donald Trump was a racist for stopping travel to and from China when, in fact, it was bumbling Biden who called President Trump a racist and a xenophobe when he did that, so that Americans could be protected. See, that's what a president does. He protects national security. He closes the border to protect national security. But these buffoons in Washington, D.C., they don't give a crap about United States sovereignty with the sovereignty of the United States of America. No, they're so fucking beholden to the United Nations, the useless nations and their global agenda. And this reckless spending spree by this Congress led by Nancy Pelosi is outrageous. It is an outrage and should not be tolerated. And we should not forget this. We should not forget how outrageous and how reckless this Congress has been in 2022. We shouldn't forget it. Vote every one of these damn Democrats out of office and every one of these fucking rhinos who sided with this reckless spending spree, vote them out of office. It's time to clean house. It is time to drain the swamp, literally, figuratively, really drain the swamp. Nancy Pelosi needs to be put out to pasture. This is unconscionable what this Congress is doing, what these supposed leaders of America are doing, and weaponizing the Department of Justice should never, ever be tolerated. They did it in 2014. They did it in 2015. They did it in 2016. They went after James Rosen and his family. They, Obama-Biden administration, used the IRS to go after a member of the press because they were demonizing Obama-Biden, were demonizing Fox News. And they did it once again when they raided James O'Keefe's house of Project Veritas. They did it in Virginia, weaponizing the FBI to go against parents in Virginia. Look, if they could do that in Virginia, they could do it around the rest of the country. They'll find ways to suppress your speech. They'll find ways to criminalize you, demonize you. And now the buffoon Biden is costing your job over lies and misinformation, because that's what he is. He's deceitful. He is a crook. Then the Biden crime family should be arrested for what they've done. The dishonest bastard. How you doing, Al?
Well, doing good. A good parallel story to your rant is the Danchenko arrest exposes the Clinton-Russia conspiracy. You remember Russia, Russia, Russia?
Yes.
Constant, nonstop, drip, drip, drip torture of Russia conspiracy stories all throughout President Trump's, literally, I guess, all 4 years for the most part, trying to bring him down. Well, it ends up that in the run-up of the election of 2016, Democrat backers and operatives executed one of the most brazen crimes in election history by employing their network of international contacts, friendly reporters, and Justice Department personnel to frame their political opponents as enemy agents in order to spy on them, to smear them, even develop charges against them. Russiagate is shocking because the sheer convoluted scale and corruption of dozens, if not hundreds, of prominent people, including government officials, all anything to do with Hillary Clinton and getting her into this White House. Now, the arrest and indictment of Igor Danchenko is part of the Durham Council special counsel investigation. Very late, I might add, peels back some of the techniques of the Clinton-Obama-Russiagate that generated the fake FISA warrants, Mueller investigation. But long and short, they got an arrest finally and exposed this, but I have not – it's almost like the media has spiked this story, spiked this arrest. It's only appearing in – I haven't seen it in my paper. Maybe it got a mention on the news, but that's about it. But after four years of Russia, 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 the conspiracy was exposed. This guy's going to jail, and hopefully Durham will – this will just be the beginning of the perp walks all the way up to Hillary Clinton, but –
Yeah, Molly Hemingway from there The Federalist. Molly Hemingway tweeted it out last week, and there's no traction whatsoever. No traction.
None. Anyway, so put that in your hookah and smoke it, because even in Afghanistan, the Air Force now is reporting this over-the-horizon capability needs a lot of work, and whatever influence that we had within that region by utilizing Bagram, now they have to find other safe places to fly and land and maintain the aircrafts necessary to patrol the region, because we have Iran so close. So thank you, President Biden, for weakening our position in the Middle East.
Hey, we got about 3 minutes left. That was a quick 2 hours. So I want to thank Paul Sutler for calling in, and Movin and Holger for calling in tonight. Thank you, guys. Tomorrow night, we've got Eric from Fafiristan with the Cross and the Crescent at 6 p.m. Wednesday, Hank Jones and Poly Sports. Check him out at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, Paul Sutliff, who called in earlier. He's also the author of The Cancer of Civilization Jihad. He has a Sutliffian report at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will be Thursday. Friday, we have Andrew Harrod, Islam in Focus. I'm sorry, Conservative Casual Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And Saturday, we have Minister Simon Dedek and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, Eric from Fafiristan is back with Crossing the Crescent, Faith Dialogue, the real interfaith dialogue. If you want to learn about Islam, if you want to learn about Christianity, Eric does a fantastic job. He has some really good experts on, and they will break it down for you. And, you know, not going to be sanitized. You get the truth. And Alan, I'll be back next Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, check out other shows on Blog Talk Radio, including G-Ski and Dave, America Airwaves. Airwaves America, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays on Blog Talk Radio, and keep G-Ski in your prayers, please. Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio, Fridays 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time with a sidekick, Curtis. And I want to thank Annie. I know she's in the room, but I want to thank her for having me on as a co-host for the last hour and a half on her show this past Friday. It was great guest on there, and really enjoyed it. And she had a couple of really good guests on, Dr. Leonard Mead and Pete. Oh, my God, I forgot Pete's name. But that was really Peter Navarro. Sorry, that's Dr. Navarro. Simone Nicole Show, if you want to take a break from politics and Islam, a apolitical show, and it's a great self-help show on Spreaker.com, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out the Simone Nicole Show. And Thursdays on AudreyRusso.com. It's Audrey Russo Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Thursday evening. Great show by Audrey. Great show by Joshua and Simone Nicole Show. Great self-help. The music is a little bit but, you know, what do you expect from a guy down under? And then Chief, Simple Fact of Life, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Hey, www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com, a great blog spot. Please check it out. I read it every day. Al, any parting shots?
Adios, amigos. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you all for listening. Be aware of your surroundings. Be safe out there, guys and gals. Thank you all for joining us. Ciao. Boom.
Excellent timing. You got skills.
Hey, I'm sitting there frantically typing and trying to get the right soundbite up there. Looking at the clock. All right. Uh-oh. I looked up. We were talking. It's like, oh, my God, we got 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. It's like, holy crap, where'd the time go?
Fast.
All the bloviating. You know, I'll tell you. We hit a nerve tonight, and we hit the nerve was getting the jab, and that really hit a nerve. And people, you know what? It's not being anti-vax. It's not being it's not being against the vaccinated. It's the fact that people want to make that choice. And when you have a lot of uncertainties out there, you know, the CDC, Holger pointed out, How long does the vaccination last? Unknown. It's not known. And then a narrative is issued that if you got the J&J jab over 2 months ago, get a booster. Wait a minute. You know, and like you and Holger had stated, you went and got a shingle shot. How long does a shingle shot last? Oh, a lifetime. Okay. Why is it that you don't know Well, all this uncertainty, you're firing people over something that's not known.
Yep. And now the confirmation with the NBA.
Yeah.
Good. Let them all get, yeah, let force them to get the booster shot.
Is that the trial balloon that this administration wanted because the NBA submitted to this administration, has submitted to whomever powers to be? They're the ones that are throwing that trial balloon up out there. And then you had some outliers like Jonathan Isaac who said, wait a minute, hold on a second. Kyrie Irving, the same thing. And they're being maligned for their position. And yet they're sticking to their own convictions. And now the NBA is coming out and saying, okay, now you got to get the booster shot. Why? Why?
Yeah.
Biden said you get the vaccination, you won't get the virus if you get the vaccination. That's what he said. We played it how many times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people took it. They didn't want to take it, but they felt forced. And now you got to get a booster too. People are going to have enough. They're just going to say, you know, no. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me a shot. It didn't work. I'm not getting another one that may or may not work. I hope people just start saying no. Just say no.
Yeah, just
you
say
know
no.
What Nancy Reagan said, just say no, thank you, to drugs, to COVID and heroin. Just say no.
Just say no.
To COVID and heroin and meth.
And meth.
And fentanyl.
Which we can thank the Chinese for upping that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
For upping the fentanyl being distributed inside the United States. So we can thank the Chinese for that.
Yeah, they've got our president right where they want him. They've got the Biden family so deep in shit. And graft and corruption. It's not even funny. Why else did we leave Bagram? Why? There's no reason to leave Bagram.
No, there's none, Al. There is none.
And it's because China wanted them gone, because Iran wanted them gone.
I mean, strategically, we had Bagram Air Force Base that put us right there. I mean, we were within 1,000 miles of Iran, and we were 1,000 miles from key positions in China,
mm-hmm.
and he just walked away from it. Just walked away. Well, we planned for all contingencies. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You get me all mad. The only vaccine I'll take now is Jack Daniels. That's the only shot I'm taking.
Well, it's
or Jim Beam honey. I like the Jim Beam honey now.
You
That's
do really
tasty. I do. Especially out on the golf course because it's a little easier and you can just put it in a flask and drink it. It's not a good sitting down and having a cocktail because it's too sweet.
Yeah,
but for little nips along the way during a round, highly recommend it.
Okay, I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
That's
my shot for the day.
That's you. I like that shot for the day.
Don't judge my shot.
Hey, don't judge.
Take the jab. Have a jab of this.
Have a jab of have a jab of Jack.
Well, I don't tell you, as time goes on, I am so happy that I chose to deal with that the way I did. Because I would have been kicked off. But if I had gotten the vaccine, I'd have been really pissed off knowing that I just got it. Forced into it at the point of a gun, but to get it and then realize after 6 months it doesn't work anymore, I'd be like, what the hell did I just do?
I know. That's the whole thing. And the part that really is disturbing through this whole thing is that the people, it's almost like they know that the government, knows the ruse that they've pulled. So now in order to double down on it, now you invoke this edict that everybody has to get the jab. If you have 100 employees or more, or you lose your job. Or, I'm sorry, yeah, and go through unlimited testing. You know, you must get tested frequently. So first of all, where does the 100 employees come into play? Why 100 employees? Why not 250 employees? Why not 50 employee groups? I mean, where did Biden regime come up with the 100 employees? And it's just like the fictitious soundbite of if you make $400,000 a year. You know, I think the buffoon, when he uttered those words of $400,000 a year, he was having one of these I wouldn't say even that press conference because he was a candidate, I think, at that time. And he was standing there and somebody asked him a question and he came up with this $400,000 a year narrative. And he said it so often that then it became a constant. And then it meant nothing because right now your taxes are not going to go up one penny if you make $400,000 a year or less. But they're going up in dollar and $5 increments. Because you're paying it at the pump, you're paying it in food costs, you're paying it everywhere you go. The cost of living has increased so much that working Americans, as a matter of fact, in this 3.1 trillion dollar reckless spending bill, in this the phony narrative of Build Back Better. There's a road tax in there, and that road tax is going to tax anybody who drives. Now, if you're a big corporation, you have trucks on the road, you're going to pay a higher tax. But the fact remains that you're going to get taxed, and you're going to be taxed if you drive your car. And this first came up during the Obama-Biden regime, where they were going to tax 8 cents a mile, and then when you go to fill up your car, you'll pay your tax at the pump, and they will electronically transfer it from your checking account, okay, into the federal government account. So now it dies, okay, in 2010 or 11, it dies. And now it's resurrected once again. And what's the common denominator? It was the Obama-Biden regime, and now it's the Biden-Harris-Obama regime. A tax, if you make less than $400,000 a year, you're going to pay a road tax. So this is all fictitious with Biden. He makes things up as he goes along, and then he has to double down on it because he has already caught in so much of a lie that now it's $400,000 a year that you make. And then 100 employees or more. Where does the 100 employees come in at? Why isn't it 250 employees? Why doesn't it follow the small business guidelines? Like if you have 50 or more employees, 50 or less employees, you're considered a small business. Under the federal definition of a small business, it's 250 employees or less. So why didn't he say 250 employees or less? Basically, Joe Biden is not an honest person. He's proven now to be a dictator, and whoever's ever pulling his strings cares nothing for the American people. And now your threat to lose your job if you don't get the jab, an unknown jab. How long does the vaccine last for? Not known. And that's by the Center of Disease Control. They have to admit this. They have to admit a fact that they don't know how long the vaccine lasts. And we even got more credibility that they don't know how long, because now if you had the Johnson & Johnson one-and-done shot and you've had it over 2 months, now it's time for you to get a booster, which says what? That the vaccine only lasts for 2 months? And and I'm going back to it. I mean, if Trump would have had as many misstatements and lies and factually incorrect statements as Biden has every hour, every 5 minutes, he would have been ridden out of town. But this is what happens when you're part of the swamp. When you're part of that indentured swamp that's been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years, and you're part of the Democrat Communist Party, you can say anything you want to say. You can use the FBI as a weapon. You could lie about $400,000 a year income. You can lie about the vaccine. You can threaten people's jobs in Gestapo-style tactics, and you're going to be fine. Nancy Pelosi did everything in her power to get rid of Trump over inane bullshit, and Biden has done far worse, and she covered up. She covered up Biden's diarrhea of the mouth when Biden indicted himself and Obama with the firing of the special prosecutor in Ukraine, and when they went after President Trump for having the audacity to look at the corruption of the previous administration. That's how dishonest this whole the current government situation is in Washington, D.C. And no wonder Washington, D.C. still has a fence around it. Because they're scared.
They know
the American people are outraged at how dishonest these bastards are in Washington, D.C. Yeah, the fence is still up in Washington, D.C.
I didn't realize it was still up. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. How come?
Where's Rona McDaniel from the RNC? Yeah. Why isn't she yelling and screaming at the top of her lungs?
Exactly. It's not the American patriots who are the threat to this government, okay? It's not the American patriots, okay? All this January 6th nonsense is nonsense. It's bull. The domestic terrorists are Antifa, are Black Lives Matter, are members of the Democrat Communist Party. They are a threat to America, and they're proving it on a daily basis. And I don't know why. The Hunter Biden laptop hard drive hasn't been exposed the same way this diary hasn't been exposed.
Yeah, what is it with this Biden offspring that they can't hold on to their stuff, their important stuff?
Right?
They lose everything. Supposedly, I guess in that diary, she makes mention of Joe Biden sexually assaulting her.
Yeah, allegedly, correct.
Yeah.
Which then would stand the reason why the FBI raided James O'Keefe's house.
Well, what I've read about O'Keefe is that somebody farmed, somebody was farming it to them, and they refused it because they couldn't verify the source, which is unlike anything journalists do in the mainstream, but they were farmed the diary, and they refused it. They refused to do anything with it because they couldn't verify the source. So whoever had it was farming it out. So it could be fake. And then he called the police or law enforcement that somebody was farming the diary of Joe Biden's daughter to them.
So
and then they raided him.
James O'Keefe was acting as a responsible journalist, which is a rarity today,
mm-hmm.
and was checking the informed sources to see the validity of this diary, and then the FBI raided him.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And journalists, they use stolen, because the diary may have been stolen, but that's okay because the New York Times printed up the stolen tax returns of President Trump without any problem.
Yeah, that was okay. Right. As long as it was a dump on Trump, that was okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and never before has the FBI gone after a news source like this over something like this. This is like unheard of, and all the media is silent and not coming to the aid of O'Keefe.
Why should they? He gets stuff done. He exposes the hypocrisy in these people.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he's done. Look what he's exposed just in the last year. Well, I should say the last 2 years. I mean, he's exposed these frauds.
Yeah. As the world turns.
As the world turns. Well,
all right, well, I'm going to go get some chow.
Yeah, me too. So, then chow. And by the way, I just wanted you to know that I don't know if you watched any of the funeral of General Powell.
No,
but
I did not.
They had the services on TV, then sporadically in bits and pieces. And one of the speakers said that Colin Powell would say once in a while, he'd say, "Hey, Mamma Mia." I went,
oh
my gosh, yeah, yeah. I gotta find the clip.
What did he say? Mamma Mia, what? Just Mamma Mia?
Just Mamma Mia. They were talking about being in Italy, and Colin would say to me, "Mamma Mia." It's like, oh, look at that, son of a gun. He was a closet Mamma Mia.
I think he was a listener.
Uh huh. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, him and the rapper Travis, whatever his name was.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
We didn't talk about
that
either.
That was weird.
With the riot and eight people dead for this guy.
It was in Houston, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
In Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was wild. That came out. That was a weird story, and it's just kind of it's coming out in drips and drabs as to what happened.
Yeah, it's not like it's a whole thing, and it should be because that's a big deal. And then Rittenhouse looks like he's gonna get off, as he should, because of a video of him actually defending himself. They had one of the shooters who lived on the stand, and he said that he did have a gun. This, you remember the picture? He literally shot one guy's arm off. You remember that?
Yeah.
This Rittenhouse kid?
Yes. Yep.
Well, they had that guy on the stand, I guess, today, and he said that he did have a gun in his hand and that Rittenhouse did not shoot him until he was lifting the gun up towards him.
Really?
So it was a self-defense. And the prosecutors, one prosecutor had his head in his hand, like, oh, my God, I can't believe he just said that. So it just wiped the prosecutor's case right out of the water. So hopefully that whole farce of a witch hunt will be over.
Whoa. Did that take a turn, huh? Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then where have all the Antifa and BLM riots been for the last 9 months? It's like they just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one the other day, but that Paul was talking about, but I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, up in Boston, I think, wasn't it? Something like that. They were beating on the anti-vax movement.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, but that's all gone now. They're all happy now. So
If
that's the case, then it would show that they were nothing but the muscle for the Democrat Party.
That's exactly what we said. They were the strong arm authoritarians that were dispatched by the Democrat National Communist Committee. That's all.
They limited the cities. Yeah, they limited the cities where there were Democrat attorney generals or AGs or local top prosecutors that Soros had put in. And they brought them in, processed them, let them go, and that was the end of it. No charges were ever filed.
Yeah, St. Louis. You know, that was a Soros-backed, what do they call them? Not attorney generals, they're state's attorneys.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Oh, that's all conspiracy theory.
That's all
bullshit theory, but ends up being true.
Yep, just connect the dots, and you'll see where George Soros, he gave upwards to $1 million to the campaign. I think it was $750,000 to the campaign of the state's attorney in St. Louis. So that was one of the places where they had the riots. Then he gave $1 million to the campaign of an unknown in the in Orlando area, Orange Seminole County. Orange Osceola, state's attorney. Then he gave over $1 million to the state's attorney in Los Angeles. So, I mean, you're right, Al. Everywhere that there was I don't think Orlando had an issue with rioting, but everywhere there was issue with rioting and they were burning down cities, including Minneapolis, in St. Louis, in Baltimore. Guess who was there?
Who?
George Soros.
Hmm.
Yep. His money was there. Not him personally, but his money was there.
Yeah, he was putting big money into these seats that normally are just, I don't know, there's just not a lot of awareness for these seats, as important as they are locally, but you know, they don't get any attention normally.
Nope, the grassroots, that's exactly it. Because there's a trial going on, and I guess the murderer was found guilty in Orlando with Marquise Lloyd is his name, I think. Marquise Lloyd, where he killed that Orlando police officer. She was 15 years on the force where he shot her point blank range 4 or 5 times while she laid on the ground. And he killed his girlfriend, who was also pregnant with their child. The state's attorney that was financed by George Soros refused the death penalty. And if I remember correctly, it was then Governor Rick Scott who had the state's attorney removed from the case and brought in a state's attorney from either Fort Myers or Palm Beach who was going to prosecute and push for the death penalty because Governor Scott wanted this guy tried and he wanted a death penalty brought on to this guy for the heinous crime that he did and for killing a police officer point blank. He killed the police officer and she was well respected in the community, a black lady too. And she was well respected in the community. And Governor Scott said, nope, we're going for the death penalty. And she refused. And it turned out that she was financed by George Soros. So another grassroots campaign that Soros quietly undertook, just like mini Mike Bloomberg did in financing leftists to be, you know, elected to Congress to give Nancy Pelosi the speakership back.
Yep. Well, that's where the power is. Mm-hmm. Locally, everything's local.
So, all right. You're going to get something to eat, I know. So, hey, sorry, bend your ear a little bit more. Have a good one.
No, interesting. You too.
Thank you. Sue, you
have
take
a great
care
week.
Of yourself. And prayers
yes.
to Sue. Her mom passed, Al. I don't know if you knew, but her mom
yeah.
passed. So.
Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, hugs and prayers to you, Sue. All right, guys. Take care of yourself. Have a good evening. Be safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Ciao.
That's all, folks.
Thank you for using Block Talk Radio.